By 2004 and 2005, the presidential campaign dialogue, the deterioration of the American position in Iraq, and the White House intervention prompted by the religious right in the Terry Schiavo Right to Die case began to clarify the sea change underway in the United States. Besides changing the nature of the Republican-Democratic Party competition, the Southernization of American governance and religion was abetting far-reaching ideological change and eroding the separation of powers between church and state. The theology soaking into U.S. politics was also bringing hints of theocracy, to which we now turn. The emerging Republican theocracy? Theocracy, some degree of rule by religion, has been an anathema in the modern United States. But the confusion over early 21st century trends can be clarified, although not resolved, by trying a simple multiple-choice question. Is theocracy in the United States, 1, a legitimate fear, as some liberals argue, 2, a joke, given the rising secular population, the continuing obscenity and violence from Hollywood, the brothels and gambling in Nevada, and the gay marriage services in San Francisco, 3, a worrisome bias of several major GOP constituencies and pressure groups, or 4, all of the above? The answer, of course, is all of the above. Conservatives fixate on the provocations and ignore the excesses visible in the neo-Puritan and rightist countertide, and liberals have reversed the error, keening over the religious threat while ignoring the secular provocation. The balance of danger, however, has been redefined by the momentum of the Bush-era counterattack. To be sure, any incipient theocracy in the 21st century United States would bear little resemblance to the stereotypical precedents. John Calvin's 16th-century Geneva, or John Winthrop's 17th-century church-run Massachusetts Bay Colony. Those, as suggested earlier, were the products of small but intense religious migrations. In a nation approaching 300 million in population and stretching between the Atlantic and Pacific, diversity alone ensures major differences. However, we can all too plausibly contemplate a recent watershed in which fundamentalist and evangelical churches play the dominant organizational role in supporting the Republican Party, that other groups, business, labor, farm, pro and anti-slavery, enjoyed in earlier presidential cycles. This could induce red state Republican conventions to proclaim the United States a Christian nation, endorse anti-homosexual and anti-abortion amendments to the Constitution, and urge that the United States withdraw from the United Nations, which they see as an auxiliary of the Antichrist. Indeed, all of this has happened. In such a milieu, not only would the major parties group around religious attendance or secularism, but they would emphasize issues with theological importance. Public schools and textbooks would be pressured toward prayer and theological correctness on matters ranging from science and evolution to sex education, family life, and foreign policy. Governments would be urged to restrain public morality at odds with interpretations of the Bible, shifting their regulatory preoccupation away from business, the economy, or the environment to issues of life and death, sex, and family. Candidates for Republican presidential or U.S. Supreme Court nominations would be vetted by little-known private groups like the Council for National Policy, the Family Research Council, and the Federalist Society. Senior Pentagon generals, in turn, would tour friendly churches in uniform, advancing thinly disguised endorsements of holy war in the Middle East. Books about end times and Armageddon would surge to the top of the bestseller lists and convince the television networks to undertake similar dramatic programming. U.S. delegates to global AIDS and women's conferences would oppose contraception, offering abstinence as Washington's solution. Fewer foreign scientists and professionals would come to the United States, while some already resident would leave. Demographers might report signs of gay influxes come ghettoization in blue states like Massachusetts, New York, and California. While it sounds a bit like political science fiction framed this way, the evidence everywhere was well in hand by 2005. Even while Democrats left in place a three-decade secularist trend in the makeup of their party cadres and conventions, Republican efforts to mobilize churches and churchgoers reached new fervor during the 2004 election campaign.